Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
As we just told you, temperatures are going to be very warm for the next few days, and they're going to start melting off some of our above-average snowpack.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, forecasted highs are in the 70s today through Saturday. We'll even be on the cusp of 80 degrees tomorrow in Salt Lake City. That will send some of that snow water down the mountains. Right now, we have almost 40% more of it than what we've been typically getting over the last 30 winters.
It's really nice to have the water we have and the ability to manage it the way we have, considering how rough it was just a couple years ago. A nice little turnaround.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank predicts every reservoir in the state to fill with this spring, with the exception of Flaming Gorge and Lake Powell. The Great Salt Lake also won't fill, but it is expected to get another much-needed boost. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Nice we have all that snow up there with the IOC in town to see it. Members of the International Olympic Committee enjoying our nice spring weather as they continue to tour Olympic venue sites. A future host commission chair told reporters he's impressed with what he's seen so far.
Not only the venues, but you have the people. Because in the end, this is what matters. Organizing the games is about having competent people, the expertise, the knowledge.
The committee will head to Park City and Soldier Hollow today.
The executive director at the UTA gave IOC members a look at our public transit system as part of their tour.
UTA plans to add another tracks line running from the airport to the university. They'll redesign the blue line so it runs from the airport to Draper, and they'll start servicing the Granary District.
By 2030, I think certainly by 2034, we're going to have another light rail line, so we'll have three light rail lines altogether. We'll have strategic double tracking, which will allow our front runner system to be 15-minute frequency. We'll have another bus rapid transit, a couple additional express buses, so we're primed and ready.
Jay Fox says the IOC members seemed impressed with how far along we are in preparations, but they did want to know how much they're planning to charge for a ride. He thinks it will be a fare-free Olympics. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Airport's going to play a big role in any upcoming games, obviously, and the latest data shows our airport has some impressive numbers. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit continues our live team coverage. Michael?
Tim, Salt Lake International's been pretty consistent for punctuality. If you're measuring arrivals, Salt Lake had an on-time rate of 83.9% at the end of December, according to Federal Bureau of Transportation. It turns out we also tied that punctuality with another Delta hub, that in Minneapolis. Passenger-wise, it was pretty busy. A little over 13 million people arrived or departed from the Salt Lake Airport throughout 2023, and nearly 333 million pounds of cargo went through there as well. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Springtime is often the season where home sales soar, but mortgage rates are climbing again. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Amanda, mortgage rates are at their highest point since Thanksgiving, at a little over 7% nationwide. CNBC's Diana Olick says this is approaching a recent high.
It had crossed over to 8% in October briefly, which was the highest in a few decades.
CNBC reports the rates have tanked new mortgage applications to just 0.1% growth from the previous week. In other words, buying has stopped, but refinancing has shot up, potentially showing that homeowners may want to do it before rates go up even more. In Utah, rates are hovering at about 6.9% for a 30-year mortgage, according to Zillow. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. We have picture-perfect weather heading into our weekend, but several states this morning are dealing with severe storms. ABC's Andrew Dimbert is in Louisiana, where a big storm came on land off the Gulf Coast.
In New Orleans, massive flooding. A month's worth of rain falling in just 7 hours, inundating streets.
Come on, bro.
In neighboring Texas, horses at this farm rescued from flooded barns. And today, the storms are moving into Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Another system is headed north towards Kentucky and Ohio. Parts of central Ohio are still digging out from a tornado that killed 3 people last month.
Emergency responders in Louisiana say they've carried out more than 50 rescues.
First look traffic now takes us to you, Andy.
Amanda, we still have a lot of slow spots. 215 southbound's backed up because of a crash. That's why we've been seeing that slowing from Union Park over to 280 East. Still have slowdowns on the Lehigh side of Point of the Mountain, on the Bluffdale side of Point of the Mountain, and along SR 201 in West Valley. If you're heading out of Ogden on South 15, we've got slowdowns again this morning between 31st Street and about the I-84 split. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A man will be sentenced today for causing a car crash last June that killed a 7-year-old boy in southern Utah. The boy's mother, Brianna Ramirez, is inviting people in St. George to come and celebrate her son's life. KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen has more.
Ramirez says Sandoval will likely spend the next few years in prison for the crash that summer night. While she doesn't feel hate for him, she says the events that unfolded are impossible to forget.
He backed up and left the scene as my son was dying. That's a hard pill to swallow, and forgiveness.
Ramirez says right now she wants to focus on love.
A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is hitting more snags.
U.S. officials are warning Israel of an imminent attack by Iran in the coming days, possibly using drones and missiles to hit Israel's regional assets. To retaliate for an airstrike last week at its consulate in Syria, which killed two of its generals. Israel has not admitted responsibility, but Pentagon officials say Israel was behind the airstrike. Israel's defense minister is now threatening a powerful response if Iran launches an attack.
ABC Christian Cordero reporting.
The NTSB is ramping up its investigation into Boeing after getting a new round of documents from the aviation company. The investigation tried to find out why employees did not document when a door plug was removed from a 737 MAX jet and why it wasn't properly bolted back in. Boeing has already told investigators records don't exist for the maintenance done on the Alaska Airlines plane.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani will not be facing any sports betting charges, but his interpreter is now facing multiple federal charges. ABC's Michelle Fisher has the latest now from Los Angeles.
The investigation has been ongoing since news broke 3 weeks ago that $4.5 million had been transferred from Ohtani's bank account to California bookmaker Matthew Boyer. Ohtani maintaining his innocence, his attorneys claiming he was the victim of a massive theft. A source confirming to ESPN those claims were accurate. Meantime, ESPN reporting Mizuhara will now face federal charges and is reportedly working on a plea deal.
Shohei Ohtani has maintained his innocence, saying he was not involved and has never placed bets on baseball or any sport.
We have some slowdowns, but it looks like the usual suspects these days. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Riverdale, the rest of the way into downtown looking good. Traffic and weather together 2 minutes away.
A legacy of news and information going back generations.
I'll have the radio on. I learned that from my mom. She's listened to KSL her whole life, and I grew up listening to KSL radio, too.
I really enjoy listening in the morning.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer, and they start at only $29 a month. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call AnyHour Services or schedule an appointment at AnyHourServices.com. No one helps more homeowners than AnyHour Services.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY. That's 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today.
KSL News Time now is 8:09. Time for us to look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. We go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, got a crash along 215 South Belt. Looks like all the vehicles are on the right. However, it's causing you slowdowns for westbound traffic from Union Park over to that 280 East exit. There's some slowing in the other direction, but it doesn't seem to be related to the crash. We usually do see some backups around this time near the eastbound State Street and 215 area. I-15 got that delay just between Bluffdale and Bangor, as well as some around 7200 South Overpass. And then it's just heavy traffic the rest of the way towards downtown. Heather?
Southbound I-15 has our slowest stretch of traffic as well as the longest stretch coming from 31st Street in Ogden down to 5600 South in Roy. That is due to lane restrictions. The right lane is blocked. Happens every morning about this time. You also have a little bit of crowding on Harrison Boulevard in Ogden. That's right around Weber State University. And everybody else is pretty much moving at speed through Weber and Davis counties. Eric?
The only freeway slowdown spot in Utah County right now is northbound 15 from Timpanogos Highway up to the point of the mountain. If you're trying to get over to the freeway, you got your usual slowing. 2100 North Pioneer Crossing and Redwood Road slow in Saratoga Springs northbound approaching Pioneer Crossing. With Two Brothers Mattress low price guarantee and their 100-night trial, your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Learn more at twobrothersmattress.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s and t-shirt weather dialed up for the next three. We'll go 72 today, sunny skies. Tomorrow, 78, mostly sunny. Minimal cloud cover, maybe a southerly breeze on Saturday. But check the temperature, 76 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Going to start warming up quickly now in downtown Salt Lake City, 46 degrees.
We might know next week if an NHL team is coming to Salt Lake. Man, that feels like it went fast.
And I am all about it. Well, they have to make a decision quickly. This point was made the other day because Ryan Smith, yeah, the owner of the Jazz, is already out there asking, what would we name this if we got a team?
Yeah.
They have to know, because if they're going to play the season in October,
they need uniforms and merchandise and
all of that. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk more with Debbie about it just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us for that conversation, and remember to listen to us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I was just reading this morning about what our biological age is and how, you know, some people who are 50 on the calendar are 80 in their biological age.
Sure.
And the opposite, of course, of that is true. And I thought about, you know, my health was not good before I lost weight a couple years ago. I was tired all the time. I wasn't sleeping well. I think losing that weight has, I hope, lowered my biological age, because I just feel, and a lot of people, you know, they lose weight because they want to be active. They want to have a better blood sugar level. They want to, all those things that you can do. I lost 34 pounds on the soda weight loss program.
Well, and it's a self-perpetuating thing. When you carry that weight, you don't feel like moving.
Right.
So you move less,
mm-hmm,
which then does not help to get weight off or keep that weight off. So what happens with soda weight loss is they teach you to look at food a little differently.
Yes.
And they will show you where all the hidden sugars are and things that you like to eat. That doesn't mean you can't eat those things,
no,
but maybe you just eat a different brand.
Right, right. That doesn't have so much sugar.
Small changes that make big differences in your life, and they can do it and help you keep that weight off. Find out more by going to sodaweightloss.com. It's spelled S-O-T-A, and it stands for state of the
art.
This heat's nice, but the real heat, it's coming. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and now is a great time to schedule a preseason AC tune-up. And I'm about to save you some money. Normally, we charge $129 to tune up your air conditioner. But if you call today, Thursday, April 11th, and mention you heard this ad, we'll give you $100 off and tune up your air conditioner for only $29. Call Any Hour Services today and schedule. 801-443-7400. Manufacturers recommend annual maintenance to save on utility bills, identify breakdowns before they happen, and to help your air conditioner last for as many years as possible. 801-443-7400. If it's more convenient, go to anyhourservices.com and look for the red button that says Book Online. Schedule your $29 tune-up there. That's $129 value for only $29, if you get a hold of us today. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Panguitch residents voiced their concerns and heard an update on the Panguitch Lake Dam, which leaders say is tilting less than it was. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, the IOC Olympic venue tour continues today, with time being spent in Park City and Soldier Hollow.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Still have slowdowns scattered from Lehigh to Draper. Backups along 215 South Belt, in part on the westbound side, from Union Park to State because of a crash. Delays are beginning to break up a little bit on the 21st South Freeway and on I-15 coming through Riverdale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stunning spring weather today with highs in the low 70s and sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Congress will get another warning today about the growing threat of lone wolf attacks inspired by ongoing conflicts overseas. ABC's Mark Remillard has the details.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is set to appear before the House Appropriations Committee today, where he'll warn lawmakers about the possibility of small-scale attackers, drawing inspiration from the heightened tension in the Middle East and the war in Ukraine. Wray is set to call on Congress to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the controversial law that allows the government to collect the communications of non-Americans overseas without a warrant if they message on U.S.-based platforms. Section 702 will expire in a matter of days unless Congress acts. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
In the Middle East, worries about retaliation following an Israeli attack on Iran's consulate in Syria.
The U.S. has been warning that a significant strike from Tehran is imminent. Israel's Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant, vowing to respond quickly with attacks on its enemy's territory. And the IDF has paused leave for its combat units and boosted its air defense. Israel, though, has not claimed responsibility for that Damascus attack that killed seven Revolutionary Guard members, including a top commander.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Jerusalem. The Justice Department is moving to close the so-called gun show loophole.
If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he is confident the new rules will survive any Second Amendment challenges. Wholesale prices in the U.S. rose in March from a year earlier, but the gain was less than economists had expected. Yesterday, we found out that consumer prices rose higher than expected. Both numbers could be used to set interest rates when the Fed meets in June. A line of strong storms left one person dead in Mississippi and a lot of flooding in Louisiana yesterday. The Masters delayed because of it today. This is ABC News.
All right, Deb's here. Do we know yet? Do we know yet? Do we know
this is
yet?
All the buzz. T-minus 7 days, according to Daily Faceoff, which is an NHL online publication, and Frank Saravelli, who's been reporting on whether the Coyotes out of Arizona will be making their way north to Salt Lake City to become our first ever pro franchise, hockey franchise, which is, I think, is very, very exciting. I think Salt Lake City needs this. Yeah. We need this boost. We need the shot in the arm. I felt like the city has been dying. Sorry, Mayor, just have felt this way since COVID. We don't have enough things going on downtown to bring people and excite people and ignite some of the nightlife that I so miss in the downtown Salt Lake City area since COVID hit. So this plan could come to fruition in the next 7 days, according to Daily Faceoff. And they're also reporting that the Board of Governors for the NHL got a memo yesterday amid all the media speculation. I love it when we can entice a memo to go out to a board of governors and saying that the Coyotes players have been informed of a verbal agreement that's in place, but that there's been some pushback on the characterization of the talks. Mm. We know that a Jazz owner, Ryan Smith, is interested in bringing an NHL team to Utah. He's made no secret about that. The funding mechanism, thanks to the Utah State Legislature, now in place to get
the money needed, you know, and to help fund an arena downtown. And it looks like this it could happen as soon as play would start, as soon as October.
Yeah.
And it would happen at the Delta Center initially.
We heard yesterday that the league had already put out two different versions of next season's schedule. So,
yes, yeah. Two draft versions, one with the contingency that they stay in Phoenix playing at that tiny stadium at ASU. Yeah.
5,000.
They've been wandering the desert for too long. They need a home. We're ready for them. I'm excited. My co-host Dave Noriega has a much different take than I do on this, so we're gonna face off. Today at 9:05 on the David Dujanovic Show. See who wins this hockey game.
That fits right in with the hockey narrative. We came to see a fight and a hockey game broke out.
It's going to happen today at 9:05, guys.
Be here for David Dujanovic. This portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Revere Health.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back over to you, Andy.
The crash still being cleaned up. In fact, some more emergency vehicles arrived on the scene of westbound 215 at the just after the Union Park on-ramp heading over towards 280 East. Actually watching some people walk up the hill there. I'm not sure what they'd be looking for, but nevertheless, that might have something to do with why we have those slowdowns going over towards I-15. Still have some brake lights in place between Point of the Mountain and the Bangor Highway exit in Draper to deal with as well. Heather?
No accidents reported all morning long in Weber and Davis counties on city streets and major freeways, but we do have lane restrictions, and that is slowing people down southbound I-15 as you leave 31st Street and Ogden head toward Roy. The right lane is blocked in the area. After that, you're at freeway speeds the rest of the way into Salt Lake City, and no delays getting to the airport if you use Legacy in the West Side Belt. Eric?
It's the north part of Utah County that's afflicted with some delays. You got some slowdowns. Northbound I-15 from Timpanogos Highway heading up to Point of the Mountain out in the Highland Cedar Hills. Eastbound, westbound traffic on SR-92 a bit slow. And then you've got your usual slowdowns. Redwood Road northbound approaching Pioneer Crossing and then 2100 North. Pioneer Crossing, 2100 North. Both of those eastbound heading over to the freeway also slow. No matter what kind of car you drive, two things are always true. All tires eventually need replacing, and all vehicles need servicing. For quality service you can trust, visit your Utah Big O Tires, the team you trust. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with a three-day stretch of highs in the 70s. Today we'll go 72, sunny skies. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 78. 76 on Saturday, mostly sunny there. Dialing it back to 68, partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Monday, 61, mostly cloudy, slight chance for a sprinkle. We keep those shower chances into Tuesday, 57. Bottom of the barrel, next Wednesday, 51, mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
All that sunshine and 45 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
If you ever miss the newscast at the top or bottom of any hour, you can go on to the Utah's Morning News podcast and check out the last newscast when it's convenient for you. We do that, and I thought some people don't know about that, so I'm going to share that with them. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for Utah's Morning News or download the KSL News Radio app, and you can find it there. And check out the latest newscast.
Even if you've only missed it by like 10 minutes
exactly.
or something.
Yeah.
Really handy. We thought we were headed in a positive direction. The Dow has flipped around now. It's headed into the red. We'll check and see what the markets look like this morning on the heels of those PPI numbers. Stay with us.
A partner is someone you can rely on. Someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
I know it's Thursday, but give me 60 seconds and I'll explain how spending $29 guarantees your air conditioner won't break down this summer. Or we'll give you your money back. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with AnyHour Services. And when you have AnyHour do the annual maintenance for your air conditioner, it comes with our no breakdown guarantee. 801-443-7400. Normally, we charge $129 to tune up your air conditioner, but not today. If you call today, Thursday, April 11th, and mention you heard this ad, we'll give you $100 off and tune up your air conditioner for only $29. 801-443-7400. If your AC breaks down any time this summer after we've tuned it up, we'll dispatch a technician to your home to diagnose and troubleshoot your system for free, and we'll give you back the $29 you paid for the tune-up. Where else are you going to find an offer with this little risk? You literally get your money back if your air conditioner breaks down. Call AnyHour Services and schedule your $29 air conditioner tune-up. 801-443-7400. You can Google AnyHour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Dave and Dujinovic.
Hockey and baseball? Is there really an appetite for this in Utah? We've had minor league hockey and baseball for decades, and they are not selling out. But I'll give you my top three reasons why I'm not worried at all. Number one, jerseys. I'll tell you why this is different today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. The FCC wants people to know exactly what they're paying for, so they're requiring internet service providers to give a nutrition label of sorts. It's an exact look at the cost and performance of their service packages. The new law required pricing labels are meant to keep consumers or to help consumers comparison shop and avoid junk fees.
We're both surprised at this number, but Costco making bank on their gold bars. Analysts say the superstore is making up to $200 million a month from the gold bars alone. The price of gold is also up right now, making the company's investment a solid choice. But for them to be making that kind of money, they're pricing it up, right?
Yeah, of course.
So you're buying gold at a higher price
than you should have,
hoping that it rises fast enough to catch up to what you paid for.
I guess
to
so.
Break even.
Feels like
know.
A novelty thing. So.
Yeah.
The Dow is down 230 right now. That's 0.6%. We're at 38,232. S&P is off 15. The Nasdaq's up 8.
All right. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Want to know what is grinding things to a halt in Congress?
We have to face reality right now.
You should have been listening to Inside Sources and Boyd Matheson's interview with Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
We literally are operating right now with the smallest majority in the history of the Congress. When it came to funding the government, we either get the best possible product we can, or we just shut the government down.
For firsthand information from Inside Sources, listen each day. Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Time again for traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. I guess we figured out why people were walking up that hill, Andy.
Yeah, apparently a car went and crashed up the hill, and now we can actually see some of the sun glinting off of it, where before it was obscured by the trees. But that's why we've got slowdowns along 215 South Belt. The backups begin just after the Union Park exit ramp, and they go all the way over almost to the 280 East exit. Traffic's backed up in the other direction. I don't know if it's because they're looking at it or just because it's that time of day from I-15 over past State Street. Again, that's on the South Belt. Still have some I-15 backups at Bluffdale and again at 33rd South. Heather?
Weber County drivers will need to add about 2 extra minutes to their commute on southbound I-15 That is due to slowdowns that start right about 31st Street in Ogden heading into Roy due to lane restrictions with the right lane closed in that area. Other than that, you're not going to have any problems on the freeways throughout Weber and Davis counties. City streets are still a little bit congested, especially in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. Eric.
You still got delays coming out of Utah County, northbound I-15 from SR-92, that's Timpanogos Highway, up to the point of the mountain, and that's threatening to become a one long delay stretch over to Bangor Highway if it continues the way it's been going lately. And northbound Redwood Road, you've got slowdowns approaching 2100 North, getting over to the freeway, that's slow, as well as Pioneer Crossing coming out of Saratoga Springs. No matter what kind of car you drive, two things are always true. All tires eventually need replacing, and all vehicles need servicing. For quality service you can trust, visit your Utah Big O Tires, the team you trust. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today will be beautiful, a high of 72 and sunshine 78 tomorrow, right now 45 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Day two of the Chad Daybell trial getting underway this morning, and starting out with one of the first detectives, a search for Lori Vallow's missing kids, back on the stand.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is in Boise covering the trial.
Rexburg Police Detective Ray Ermacio was one of the personnel to conduct the initial welfare check for J.J. Vallow requested by his grandmother in late 2019. Ermacio says Chad and Lori's brother Alex Cox lied to him about where JJ was, which helped lead to the search warrant for Lori's Rexburg apartment. On the stand yesterday, though, he also had to face strong cross-examination from Chad's attorney, John Pryor.
This scene was closed off for investigation pursuant to a search warrant, and you can't tell me who the name of the photographer was who took these pictures?
There were a lot of people that were part of that search warrant.
JJ's and his sister Tylee Ryan's bodies were eventually found on Chad's property in the summer of 2020. Ermacio is expected to continue answering questions this morning. In Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
People in Panguitch area gathered last night to get the latest update on that crack in the Panguitch Lake Dam. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has been following that story for us.
Tim, Panguitch leaders say the dam isn't fixed, but it has gone
from 8 degrees tilted downstream to now 2 degrees tilted downstream. So the wall has rotated back towards the reservoir, and we see that as a positive sign.
That's Utah Division of Water Rights Assistant Engineer Everett Taylor. He says workers are cutting the ice and draining the lake as fast as safely possible. Panguitch Mayor Kim Soper has experiences bringing the community together.
I've had so many calls. People wanting to help.
If the plan works, water levels will fall below the crack in the dam around the end of next week. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Panguitch residents are on standby, and KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more on what any family should do if they're told evacuations might be possible.
Ready.gov says you'll need a plan. Figure out where you'll go, whether to friends, family, or a shelter. Make sure you have a full tank of gas and leave notification of where you're headed. If you have pets, you'll have to find a place for them since most emergency shelters don't allow them.
Johnson says it's also important to check weather and road closures so that you know the best route to evacuate. Families should all have a designated meeting place in case they get separated.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Biden administration is announcing changes today that impact gun sales. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
The White House is closing what's known as the gun show loophole. It's tightening up the definition of what it means to be in the business of selling firearms by requiring more people to register for a federal firearm selling license and to run a background check on the buyer. There are more than 80,000 licensed gun dealers in the U.S. The Justice Department estimates there are also over 20,000 unlicensed sellers who do their work online, at gun shows, and by other means. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The family of a man shot at a track station last week says this is just one of several hard experiences the family has gone through lately. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher.
Francine and Taylin say Thomas was shot twice in the stomach. Doctors didn't think he'd make it.
I just left in God's hands. Just ask him to be with us.
As this tight-knit family tries to grasp why this happened.
The family says Thomas Yazzie was on the tracks train because he was running errands for his other uncle who was hospitalized for a brain aneurysm. A GoFundMe for Thomas and the family can be found on KSL-TV's website.
We broke the new inflation numbers for you yesterday morning, and today ABC business reporter Elizabeth Schulze says the financial markets are still feeling the impact.
Day-to-day costs
rent, gas, also car insurance up 22% in the past year. A lot of these services that folks pay for every day, every month, are continuing to be higher than they historically would, and that's a problem.
The stock market had a tough go of it yesterday, and mortgage rates are back on the rise.
First Look Traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
All right, now, Amanda, travel is still backed up along westbound 215 from Union Park to 280 East because of a crash. A lot of slowing still on the 201 freeway driving into the sun. Between 56 West and Redwood, you're going to see brake lights a good chunk of that way. And we're still backed up from Lehigh over Point of the Mountain into Draper down from Bluffdale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The University of Utah is launching a new program that will offer scholarship money to students for their community service. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
$1 million in scholarships will be going to students, not for their academics, but for their work in the community. Starting in the fall, 200 students will be given the chance to perform 120 hours per semester of community service. The university says that will earn students up to $5,000 in scholarships and valuable career experience.
With the support of state, federal, and other sources, the U hopes to expand the program over the next 3 years to include 1,000 students doing more than, get this, 120,000 service hours a year.
Two golf pros with Utah ties were supposed to tee off this morning, but I guess it's been rain delayed, right,
yeah.
Tim? At the Masters, KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more on those two, Tony Finau and Mike Weir.
Deseret News reports Finau has never missed the cut at the Masters in six previous appearances. His best finish was a tie for fifth in 2019. He also tied for 10th in his first Masters in 2018 and in his fourth Masters in 2021. You may remember he sprained his ankle after making a hole-in-one on the seventh hole of the par 3 course in 2018. BYU grad Mike Weir won the green jacket in 2003.
Some tee times have changed because of the weather. Tony Finau now tees off at 10:06 this morning, and Weir at noon.
Be nice to see Tony come home with a green jacket, yeah, one of these days. University of Utah has a new performing arts center, and the experience is unique and nostalgic.
It's called the Meldrum Theater, and it was built into the old Einar Nielsen Fieldhouse. Now, what makes it unique is that the stage is built out into the audience, and artistic director Karen Asenberg says this allows people to really connect and become part of the story.
It's a very intimate kind of personal story where being right there with those two characters is going to be a exciting and emotional experience.
You can learn more about what will be performed at the Meldrum on the Pioneer Theater Company's website. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Westbound slowing on the 215 South Belt because of a crash that's sort of up the hill from the freeway. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Peyton was a very kind and giving person. At 15 years old, he sustained life-threatening injuries from a motorcycle accident that took his life. His family felt like Peyton would want to save others and made the decision to donate his organs. Because of their generosity, his organs saved a 2-year-old girl, a teenage boy, and others that were desperate in need of life-saving organs. Go to DonorConnect.life and read about what it takes to become a donor. Did you know many people think that they're too old or not in good enough health to be a donor? Anyone can be a donor. If you were told that it could save the life for someone close to you, or even a stranger, would you please donate? April is National Donate Life Month, the perfect time to check your driver's license to make sure you said yes to giving the gift of life. Or visit DonorConnect.life to register as a donor. That's DonorConnect.life. Give hope. Heal life.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
839, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. How's it looking now, Andy?
Well, the biggest delay, Salt Lake Valley's 21st South Freeway. Slowdowns from Mountain View Corridor almost all the way to Redwood Road. Not backed up like with the crash, just slow and go, and then you'll speed up for a sec. We still have backups from a crash, though, on 215. It's that going from Union Park west over towards the 280 East exit towards I-15. You'll hit the brakes because of a crash on the right shoulder. Heather?
Well, we still have our lane restrictions. Southbound I-15 in the Riverdale area, that has the right lane blocked, and it is causing a little bit of slowing for people coming from 31st Street in Ogden heading toward Roy. But that's really the only problem that you're going to see on a major freeway in Weber and Davis counties. Some of the city streets are still overly congested, like Harrison Boulevard in Ogden, 5600 South in Roy, and SR-193 in Clearfield. Eric?
I-15 Utah County is looking okay this morning until you get to about Triumph Boulevard on the northbound side, and then you're going to see slowdowns going past Timpanogos Highway up to the county line. Just your usual slowings coming out of Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs, eastbound on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North. Provo Canyon looks good, and US 40 along the Wasatch Back, no problems between Heber City and Park City. Transform your outdated kitchen with half-priced granite. Granite quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricegranite.com. Affordable luxury. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Splendid spring weather today with a high of 72 and blue skies up above. 51 overnight, clear skies. Goes to 78 tomorrow, mostly sunny, to 76 on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And in Salt Lake City this hour, it is 45 degrees.
We could find out next week that we're getting an NHL team here in Salt Lake. More with KSL Sports anchor Sam Farnsworth just ahead.
You'll find us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This heat's nice, but the real heat, it's coming. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and now is a great time to schedule a preseason AC tune-up. And I'm about to save you some money. Normally, we charge $129 to tune up your air conditioner. But if you call today, Thursday, April 11th, and mention you heard this ad, we'll give you $100 off and tune up your air conditioner for only $29. Call Any Hour Services today and schedule. 801-443-7400. Manufacturers recommend annual maintenance to save on utility bills, identify breakdowns before they happen, and to help your air conditioner last for as many years as possible. 801-443-7400. If it's more convenient, go to anyhourservices.com and look for the red button that says book online. Schedule your $29 tune-up there. That's $129 value for only $29. If you get a hold of us today, call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. There are so many wonderful things coming up right around the corner here in the state of Utah. Take, for example, Conference Weekend in downtown Salt Lake City. Where are you going to take those special visitors from out of town for a great, great dinner? How about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Or take the drive up Parley's Canyon and go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. The food is beyond compare. Whether it's a steak or seafood or poultry, whatever it might be, you will never have a better meal than the meal waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And the side dishes, the desserts, and the attention to detail your serving staff is absolutely amazing at Ruth's Chris. And don't forget all the other great things that are coming up, too. You know, maybe you're going to go to the theater, a movie. Maybe you're going to head up and do a little skiing. The entertainment is waiting for you here in the state of Utah, and the great meal is waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away. From director T.C. Christensen comes Escape from Germany in theaters now. Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
We have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. We just got word from ABC News of the death of O.J. Simpson.
This is a special report from ABC News. O.J. Simpson has died. I'm Derek Dennis. ABC News confirming moments ago O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. A statement posted to his verified ex-social media page reads, "On April 10th,
Our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren, signed by the Simpson family. More on O.J. Simpson's life from ABC's Alex Stone.
Despite his success as a two-time All-American halfback at USC and his career in the NFL, the 1994 murder of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, would haunt Simpson for life. The world was captivated as he went on trial for murder.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Once again, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. This is ABC News.
Did you know he had cancer?
No.
I had not heard that.
No, me neither.
So a bit of a shock this morning, and obviously mixed feelings in society about O.J.
I mean, I grew up thinking he was just the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But, of course, all of that definitely changed our opinion.
Gone from cancer at 76. Stay with KSL News Radio for more coverage, I'm sure, throughout the day. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we've got temperatures in the 70s today, tomorrow, and Saturday, which will start melting off some of our very strong snowpack. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Chad Daybell trial resumes this morning in Idaho. We have a team in place to bring you live coverage throughout the day.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Still slow along 215 South Belt near the Union Park crash. Still got delays going over the point of the mountain on I-15 between Lehigh and Draper. And South 15 still having some issues coming out of Ogden with some stop and go after 31st Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got 70s locked in for the next 3 days, then a cool down. I'm Matt Johnson.
48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Well, the stars seem to be aligning to bring an NHL hockey team to Salt Lake City, and many sports insiders say the announcement could happen next week.
KSL Sports anchor Sam Farnsworth breaks down the latest news.
KSL Sports learned that the announcement to bring the NHL to Utah is expected next week. Frank Saravalli, the president of the Professional Hockey Writers Association, joined the Hans and Scotty show on the KSL Sports Zone with information that Ryan Smith and the Coyotes are just a few signatures away from the team moving from Arizona to Utah. The Coyotes players have even been given notice that they should expect that deal to get done.
I believe that they've got either the framework of an agreement in place or they are closing in on the framework of an agreement in place. It's increasingly likely with the things that I'm hearing that we could see something in as soon as the next 8 or 10 days. But buckle up. These are exciting times, and nothing like this makes it out unless it's pretty far down the track. People seem to be pretty optimistic. It's basically just about getting it to the finish line.
And the NHL, they don't take this potential move lightly. They've had patience and they've worked with the Coyotes ownership to try and make it work out in Phoenix, but that patience has clearly run out. And now the NHL looks at Salt Lake City, one of the fastest growing sports markets in the nation, as a real asset to the league.
You go from Arizona to Salt Lake. I think you've seen the developments in Vegas and in Seattle for the NHL since. This is going to be, if this happens, a real shot in the arm for the NHL. It's going to be a shot in the arm for Salt Lake City. And I think it's going to become a destination. Everyone that I know that visits Salt Lake City can't say enough good things about it and where it's heading as a market.
An official announcement from multiple reports say that the NHL is expected to make an announcement on the 18th. KSL Sports will be in Arizona with the team next week as all of this unfolds. I'll tell you what, this is definitely an exciting time to be a sports fan here in this state.
Are the next 10 years just going to be thrilling?
Yeah.
Tim, I've loved living here. I moved here in 1981, and I have loved living here ever since. But I think the next 10 years are going to be the most thrilling.
I told you off the air that I took my, and she must have been late 70s, early 80s, my 80-year-old mother to a Grizzly game here. She'd never seen a hockey game, didn't know anything about the sport.
Yeah.
After she went one night, she told me, she says, if I lived here, I would have season tickets to watch those guys play. I mean, it really does become an addiction. You want to talk about what a difference this will make, not just to the Coyotes, but for the NHL. The Coyotes play their home games at the Arizona State University Mullet Arena. And the seating capacity goes right along with the name Mullet. 4,600 people is the capacity.
No.
Yes. 4,600
well,
people.
Well, no wonder they're not making any money. How could you?
And if you're not selling out, you're not even getting 4,000 people to a game. So imagine those players being able to come here
to a new stadium,
to the Delta Center with 18,000 to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna rock your world, NHL.
We really are. And I'd love to know whether Ryan Smith is leaning toward the Utah Yetis, because
we like Yetis.
We do. We think it'd be a great mascot, and it just rolls off the tongue. Nice little sound to it. All right. It's 8:49. Let's see what the roads look like with traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Andy?
Well, Tim, we've got plenty of slowdowns to tell you about. 201 freeway still backed up between West Valley and 215's West Belt. You've got slowdowns on I-15 coming over Point of the Mountain. And then again in Murray. We had some southbound delay for a touch coming out of downtown, and where I-80 and 201 merge onto South 15 near 33rd South, but that seems to be breaking up. And then that crash on 215 near the 280 East exit in Murray still backing you up to Union Park. Heather?
The biggest issue for Weber and Davis County drivers remains the delays on southbound I-15 between 31st Street and Ogden and just past Riverdale Road. That is due to lane restrictions with the right lane closed. All the other freeways are mostly at speed except for the intersection of US 89 and I-84 in South Weber. Eric?
Looks like we got ourselves a crash northbound I-15 in Utah County approaching the University Parkway exit. Looks like it might be on the exit ramp itself because we've got a long line trying to exit there. And that is normally a busier spot, but not that busy. The backups are extending towards the S-curves between Provo and Orme. Now, when you get past that, you do have some more slowing up ahead, starting just before Triumph Boulevard. Now you've got, and it gets really thick as you go past SR-92 heading up to Point of the Mountain. Don't miss the Bedrock Quartz Bonus Cash Event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12-month 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out looking like a dream. 72 today. Sunny skies. Looks perfect. 78 tomorrow. Mostly sunny. Rather warm for this time of year. 76, mostly sunny skies on Saturday. You get into Sunday, we'll go partly cloudy, 68 the high. Continuing to drop to 61, mostly cloudy on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we keep the clouds around, maybe some slight rain chances. Highs in the mid to low 50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 48 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I just have to give a shout out before we call it a day here to sort of an adopted son of mine.
Yeah.
Who graduated last night from the police academy.
Oh, bravo. Bravo.
Law Enforcement Academy graduation, whatever unit, whatever they call it, 104.
Yeah.
18 started, 13 finished. Travis Slater was one of them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a job yet. But I think he's going to be wearing a badge real soon because I've fielded two phone calls from different agencies that are looking at it.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Anyway,
Officer Slater.
I said online on my Facebook, you know, I've always been in awe of those young men and women that are willing to put themselves in harm's way to protect our families mm-hmm. and our communities. Mm-hmm. But particularly at this time in our society when they've sort of been demeaned and defunded and reimagined and all of those terms that have been thrown out there, it's really special. So to those, to Travis and to all of those from the police academy, we were lucky enough to attend his graduation last night.
Bravo.
It's great stuff. All right, we'll check money news one more time.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Over the years, I have seen a lot of down payment assistance programs. Most of them just aren't practical for one reason or another, but we have one now that is pretty solid. This program is for first-time home buyers or some buyers who have been out of the market for several years. It includes a gift of up to $4,000 to help with the down payment. Given that this program only calls for a 3% down payment in the first place, this gift can be a real game changer. Some restrictions apply. One restriction is that the household income cannot be over a certain amount, which for most areas along the Wasatch Front is around $85,000 annual income. Call us today if you want to take a look. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289115.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush, green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable. Luxury.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and I'm proud to tell you, we don't lay off employees when things get tough. During the pandemic, we didn't let one of our installers go. Instead, we had them clean and remodel our offices so they could still get paid. Remember the 2008 housing crisis? It was a financial nightmare for even the biggest contractors. Still, we didn't lay off a single worker. Nope, we sacrificed profits to keep paying everyone. Look, when the economy's down, most contractors are quick to lay off their workers. It's the easiest way to save money when times get tight. But at RGS Exteriors, we're loyal to our people. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. People first. People always. That's the RGS way. For gutters, siding, windows, and more, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's rgsexteriors.com. 801-280-3110.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Hockey and baseball? Is there really an appetite for this in Utah? We've had minor league hockey and baseball for decades, and they are not selling out. But I'll give you my top three reasons why I'm not worried at all. Number one, jerseys. I'll tell you why this is different today on Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, quick look at the markets here as we continue to watch Utah's money. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Markets are mixed. The Dow down another 200 after the loss of 400 yesterday. The S&P is down 8. The NASDAQ holding on to a gain right now, though, of 53 points.
We've got a few delays out there. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Utah. It's Toy Hauler Month at all three Paris RV locations. We've gathered three of our top-selling toy haulers and are blowing them out to you this month for the same price you choose. Get the 2024 XLR Boost, the Open Range 25TH, or the Cherokee 24RRT. Your choice, $29,995 or $304 per month. That's right, a toy hauler for only $29,995. Go to ParisRV.com.
It's Toy Hauler Madness at Paris RV.
Paris RV is your locally owned, family-run RV dealership. We strive hard to find the very best RVs for the price. With four locations, over 1,000 RVs in stock, 42 service bays, and four super parts stores, we're sure to help take your family on the best RV vacation. Check out our perfect family bunkhouse trailer, the 26BH, that sleeps nine, for $19,995 or $227 a month, zero down. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
How do you protect your business against cyber attacks and ransomware? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers. But we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Slowdowns continue to be an issue on 201 between 56th West and Bangor Highway. I-15 delays still in Bluffdale. And in Midvale, we still have some slowdowns on 215 as a tow truck's on the scene of the crash. 280 east and I-215, but the slowdowns continue back to Union Park. Heather?
Just some slow and even stop-and-go traffic from time to time, southbound 15 between 31st Street and Ogden and Riverdale Road due to construction. Eric?
Really slow trying to exit to northbound I-15 in Utah County at University Parkway in Orem. In fact, if you're just heading by that, you can probably get by in the far left lanes or HOV lane. No real problems, but trying to exit there, the backups go all the way to the S-curves. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
You can't help but smile when you see this. 72 today, 78 tomorrow, 76 on Saturday. It's 48 degrees in Salt Lake.
Exciting time to live in Utah. Now we're talking about an NHL team coming, an announcement possibly next week. More on David Dujanovic.